Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. So last night, as I was putting John to bed, he listened to the episode of the abridged version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. After the story, he of course said,
"That's a pretty good story."
After that, we had a little discussion about the book and then somehow got talking about Sherlock Holmes. He asked me,
"Are there any short stories of Sherlock Holmes?"
I said, "I don't think so, since the two or three that I have done for the podcast have all been about 45 minutes in length." Then we got talking about my Sherlock Holmes book on the bookshelf in the living room. He asked,
"How long would it take you to read that book?"
I said, "About a month or so, if I read one story per day." Then it turned into how long it would take me to read the book, reading only one word per day. I don't know if I could even finish one story at that pace. Anyway, so I went looking for a story this morning and found this poem about Sherlock Holmes. So today, we read the poem Sherlock Holmes, which comes to us from the book More Misrepresentative Men, written by Harry Graham. A special thank you goes out to you, the listener, as I close out this introduction. Thank you for listening to our podcast. When I first started this podcast, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do or really what I was going to accomplish, but after almost 3.5 years, I really just enjoyed reading stories and being creative when putting these things together. I hope that you have enjoyed them as well. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Sherlock Holmes. The French filou may raise his bock, the green god's man his cocktail when he toast Gabriot's Lecoq, or Pinkerton's discreet young men, but beer in British bumpers foams around the name of Sherlock Holmes. Come boon companions, all of you who woodcock-like exist by suction, uplift your teeming tankards to the great professor of deduction. Who is he? You shall shortly see, if Watson-like, you follow me. In London, on the left-hand side, as you go in, stands Baker Street, exhibited with proper pride by all policemen on the beat, as housing one whose predilection is private criminal detection. The malefactor's apt disguise presents to him an easy task. His placid, penetrating eyes can pierce the most secretive mask. And felons ask a deal too much, who fancy to elude his clutch. No slender or exiguous clue, too paltry for his needs is found. No knot too stubborn to undo, no prey too swift to run to ground. No road too difficult to travel, no skein too tangled to unravel. For Holmes, the ash of a cigar, a gnat impinging on his eye, possess a meaning subtler far than humbler mortals can descry. A primrose at the river's brim, no simple primrose is to him. To Holmes, a battered Brahma key, combined with blurred articulation, displays a man's capacity for infinite ingurgitation. Obliquity of moral vision betrays the civic politician. I had an uncle who possessed a marked resemblance to a bloater, whom Sherlock by deduction guessed to be the victim of a motor. Whereas his wife, or so he swore, had merely shut him in the door. My brother's nose, whose hectic hue recalled the sun-kissed autumn leaf, though friends attributed it to some secret or domestic grief, revealed to Holmes his deep potations and not the loss of loved relations. I had a poodle, short and fat, who proved a conjugal deceiver. Her offspring were a Maltese cat, two dachshunds, and a pink retriever. Her husband was a purebred Skye, and Sherlock Holmes alone knew why. When after dinner speakers rise to plunge in anecdotage deep, at once while Sherlock recognize each welcome harbinger of sleep, that voice which torpid guests entrances, that immemorial voice of Chauncey's. Not his suppose Hall Caine should walk all unannounced into the room to say, like Pressman of New York, "Ere, Mr. Shakespeare, I presume?" By name, the Manxman Holmes would hail, observing that he had no tail. In vain, amid the lonely state of Zion, dreariest of havens, does bashful Dowie emulate the prophet who was fed by ravens. To Holmes such affluence betrays a prophet who is fed by jays. With Holmes there lived a foolish man, to whom I briefly must allude, who gloried in possessing an abnormal mental hebetude. One could describe the grossest bêtise, to this forgive the rhyme a chades. 'Twas Dr. Watson, human mole, obtusely painfully polite, who played the unambitious role of parasitic satellite, inevitably bound to bore us like Aristophanes' chorus. But London town is sad today, and preternaturally solemn. The fountain's murmur let us spray to Nelson on his lonely column. Big Ben is mute, her clapper cracked is, for Holmes has given up his practice. No more in silence as the snake, while he his sinuous path pursue, till like the weasel when awake, or deft, resilient kangaroo, he leaps upon his quivering quarry, before there's time to say you're sorry. No more will criminals at dawn, effecting some burglarious entry, while Sherlock on the garden lawn enacts the thankless role of sentry. Discover to their bitter cost that felons who are found are lost. No more on Holmes shall Watson base the chronicles he proudly fabled. The violin and Morphia case are in the passage packed and labeled, and Holmes himself is at the door, departing to return no more. He bids farewell to Baker Street, though Watson clings about his knees. He hastens to his country seat to spend his dotage keeping bees, and one of them, depending upon it, shall find a haven in his bonnet. But though in grief our heads are bowed, and tears upon our cheeks are shining, we recognize that every cloud conceals somewhere a silver lining, and hear with deep congratulation of Watson's timely termination. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Grapes, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and tell a friend. Lastly, don't forget, your mission for today and every day is to try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving